Welcome to Canada's National Bible Hour, a ministry of Mission Go. I'm Brian Albrecht, the President Emeritus and Director of Canada's National Bible Hour. We are thrilled to have you with us today as we embark on a journey to reach the world for Jesus Christ. Canada's National Bible Hour is one of our key ministries dedicated to sharing the transformative and uplifting message of the gospel far and wide. Each week, we provide inspiring teachings, uplifting stories, and heartfelt prayers that connect you with the profound truths of Scripture. Our mission is to spread hope, love, and faith, and we invite you to join us in this vital endeavor as we seek to impact lives across the globe. Thank you for tuning in, and together, let us celebrate the good news of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Canada's National Bible Hour. This is Brian Albrecht, your host and president of Global Outreach Mission. Today, our scripture is taken from Psalm chapter 19, verse 1, which says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." This verse tells us that God created the whole universe in an instant of time. It shows his glory. It shows his presence. It shows his power. It shows his awesomeness as we contemplate this vast world that we live in. When we think about Earth being a small little planet in a corner of our universe, and all those stars and planets and galaxies that are out there, it's just amazing that we have such a great and powerful God. And he's the one that we worship, and he's the one that we trust in, and he's the one that sustains us. He watches over us, he protects us, he helps us, he meets our needs, he goes with us, he opens doors for us, and he blesses us in a mighty way. What a great God, and what a great privilege it is to serve him each day.
We shall see the King someday. We shall see the King.
We shall see the King.
After pain and anguish, after toil and care, we shall see the King someday. Through the endless ages, joy and blessing share, we shall see the King someday. We shall see the King,
we shall see the King
someday. We shall sing and shout,
we shall sing and shout someday.
Gathered round the throne when he shall call his own. We shall see the King someday. Though the way we journey may be often drear, we shall see the King someday. On that blessed morning, clouds will disappear. We shall see the King someday. We shall see the King.
We shall see the King.
After pain and anguish, after toil and care, we shall see the King someday. Through the endless ages, joy and blessing share, we shall see the King someday. We shall see the King,
we shall see the King someday.
We shall sing and shout, we shall sing and shout
someday.
Gathered round the throne when he shall call his own. We shall see the King someday.
Good day. Thank you for joining our Moments from the Mission Field, with interviews and stories about how the Lord's work is reaching out globally through the agency of Mission Go. If you, your friends from church, or family members are interested in more information about short-term or career ministry opportunities, or seeking someone to come to your church, or a group to speak about international missions, please call 866-483-5787 in Canada or 888-900-5048 in the United States, or on the web, visit www.missiongo.org, so we can share more information.
Celebrating the success of Radio Uhai's ministry in Tanzania not long ago, on the steep, rocky slopes of Nzega in Tanzania, a dedicated team of missionaries and local workers faced a daunting challenge. Their mission? to build a new repeater station for Radio Uhai so that the life-changing message of Jesus Christ could reach even more hearts across the region.
The journey was not easy. The mountain was steep, the terrain unforgiving, and the cost of transporting materials soared as only one courageous driver managed to brave the muddy, treacherous roads. Yet, with faith and determination, the team pressed on, digging through rock, pouring concrete, and laying the foundations for a new beacon of hope.
But the story doesn't end there. After overcoming the mountain at Nzega, the team traveled nearly 300 kilometers to Urambo, where, with God's help, they quickly prepared and poured the foundation for another vital station. Along the way, they found refreshment and encouragement, worshiping with local believers, reminding us all that we are one family in Christ.
There were setbacks, like when a massive rock threatened to halt progress at Nzega. But God provided wisdom and solutions, allowing the team to adjust their plans and continue the work. Today, we are thrilled to report that the pillar foundations are nearly complete, and the next phase, building the guardhouse and equipment room, is about to begin. Host.
Friends, this is more than a construction update. It's a testimony to what God can do when His people work together. The scripture says in Hebrews 6:10, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. Because of your faithful support, Radio Uhai is increasing its frequency and reaching more souls with the saving message of Christ. You are helping to bring the good news to places where hope is desperately needed. There are still needs, especially for housing security at each of our sites. Your continued giving will allow us to finish this work and extend the blessing of this ministry even further. So, from all of us at Mission Go and Radio Uhai, and from our brothers and sisters in Tanzania, thank you. Thank you for your prayers, your generosity, and your partnership in the Great Commission. This month, we are offering Reconciliation, Restoring Broken Relationships, a booklet written by June Hunt. Do these four hurts sound familiar? Sarcasm, hurt feelings, misunderstanding, alienation. When imperfect people connect with other imperfect people, relationship breakdowns are sure to occur. Why is it so hard to patch things up? Who should make the first move? You need to know. Forgiving someone is not the same as reconciliation. Reconciliation is a restored relationship based on restored trust. Even when there are valid reasons to feel hurt, and even when the other person is undeserving, the spirit of reconciliation reflects the heart of God. Prepare your heart to resolve differences. Allow God to reveal the road to reconciliation in your relationships today. To order your copy, please write to Canada's National Bible Hour Box, 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario L2R77, or in the United States, Box 2010, Buffalo, New York 14231.
Most gracious. gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, thou blessed Son, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Today's message is from Reverend Art Larson and is entitled, True Freedom. I know that you will enjoy this message very much. Printed copies are available upon request.
An elderly woman with her little grandson, whose face was sprinkled with bright freckles, spent the day at the zoo. Lots of children were waiting in line to get their cheeks painted by a local artist who was decorating them with tiger paws. "You've got so many freckles, there's no place to paint," a girl in line said to the little fella. Embarrassed, the little boy dropped his head and slipped out of line. His grandmother knelt down next to him under a tree. She said, "I love your freckles. When I was a little girl, I always wanted freckles." She started tracing her finger across the child's cheek. "Freckles are beautiful," she said. The little boy looked up. "Really?" "Of course," said the grandmother. "Why, just name me one thing that's prettier than freckles." The little boy thought for a moment, peered intensely into his grandma's face, took his hands and traced his fingers across her cheeks, and then said, "There's one thing prettier, Grandma." She said, "What?" He said, "Wrinkles." You see, it's all in how you look at things. Well, friend, with all that's been happening in our world, there are a lot of people who are looking at life with great fear. I want to give you a verse today that is one of the greatest promises in all the Bible that will take away your fear. Now, before I give you this promise, which is in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, I want to remind you what Jesus said in the New Testament. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He said, "Fear not, little flock," speaking to his own believers. "It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Paul said in Romans 8, "God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, and his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." In 1 John chapter 4, we read that perfect love casts out all fear. And he that is fearful, that lives in fear, is not made perfect in love. Why do I give you these verses? Because you cannot claim these promises, and this particular promise in Isaiah 41:10, if you are not one of God's children. If you've never received Jesus Christ as Savior, and through faith in Him, repenting of your sin and receiving Him as your personal Savior and Lord, entering into a living, vital relationship with Him, and thus becoming one of God's redeemed children, if you have not done that, then you cannot claim this promise. It's through the waters I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Because He says, fear not, verse 5, I am with thee. How wonderful it is to know that when Paul, writing about his last days, and in 2 Timothy chapter 4, says, Timothy, I'm ready. I'm ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. He says, at my first defense, not one other person stood with me. But he says, 2 Timothy 4:17, don't you forget it, friend. You may feel all alone today, but listen to what Paul said. Nevertheless, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. And He will do the same for you, because He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The first wonderful assurance from Isaiah 41:10 is this, God's presence. Fear not, I am with thee. Secondly, we see God's providence. Be not dismayed. Don't get all shaken. Don't get all out of sorts. Don't panic. Be not dismayed. Don't begin to question and wonder. For I am thy God. Here is the promise of God's providence, the assurance that the great I Am is your God. How great is He? Read Isaiah chapter 40, and you'll see that He made all things, that He flung the stars into space, that He calls them all by name, that He is a creator who faints not, neither is weary. He is the one who says, I am thy God. And the very first I Am in Genesis 15 and verse 1 was the time when He said, fear not, for I am your exceeding great reward, and I am your shield. And fear not, Abram, I am that I am. You remember how it was when Moses was called after spending 40 years in the palace learning to be somebody, and 40 years on the backside of the desert learning to be nobody, that God called him to lead the children out of bondage in Egypt into the glorious liberty, and eventually to the very edge of the promised land that Joshua later led them into. And when he called Moses, Moses said, not me. There's no way I can do it. I'm a nobody. There's no way that I could ever have the influence over all these people. When I go to them and say, here's the plan, they're going to say, who sent you? Who gave you the authority? And what shall I tell them, Lord? And God said, you tell them, I am that I am sent you. That's the name Jesus claimed in John chapter 8, verses 56, 57, and 58. Jesus said, Abraham saw my day. That's probably where Genesis 15 comes in, where He appeared to Abram and said, fear not, I'm your shield, I'm your exceeding great reward. He said, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. And they said, how can you say that? You're talking about Abraham, he lived so long ago. How do you know Abraham? He said, before Abraham was, I am. John 8:58. Jesus Christ is claiming there to be the great I am. And of course, when you study your Bible, you soon realize and find out that the Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New. He says, fear not, I am with you. Fear not, don't be dismayed. I am thy God. And then He says, yes, I will strengthen you.
not only see God's presence and providence, but his power. He will strengthen you. How does he strengthen us? He strengthens us with strength in our soul. Psalm 138, verse 3. He strengthens us. God is a refuge and strength for us, a very present help in time of trouble. When you read Psalm 27, which is the favorite psalm of many people, the psalmist here says, David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Now listen, "The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" When Paul struggled with a thorn in the flesh and had great fears about how he could ever go on in life with this terrible paining thorn in his life, God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness." Paul said, "I'll glory then in my infirmities, for when I am weak, then I am strong." How? With the strength of the Lord. No wonder God says, "Don't you fear, I'm with you. Don't be dismayed, I'm your God. I will strengthen you." And then he says, "Yea, I will help you." That's his provision. Not only his presence, his providence, and his power, but his provision. "I will help you." The word help means to gather forces. How many times we have claimed promise after promise of God's help in the Scriptures. For example, Philippians 4:19, "My God shall supply all your need according to," not just out of, but according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Oh, there's no end to his riches. God is a very present help in time of trouble. And how wonderful to know that he is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, that our great high priest is now there in the presence of God interceding for us, having lived here, tempted and tested in all points like we are, apart from sin. Therefore, we can come boldly before the throne of grace and obtain mercy and grace to help us in the time of need. God says, "Don't you fear, I'm with you. Be not dismayed, I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you." And then he says, last of all, "Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness," or with my righteous right hand. In Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24, and David has already said, "I've been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread." He says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. And though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." The Lord upholds him with his hand. We're in his hand. The mighty hand that flung a universe in space, that guides the sun and moons and stars and holds the planets in their place. We're in his hand, that skillful hand that made the blinded eyes to see, that touched the leper, cleansed and healed, and set the palsied sufferer free. We're in that hand, that loving hand that lifted children to his breast, that fed the hungry multitudes and beckoned weary hearts to rest. We're in his hands, those pierced hands, once nailed to Calvary's cruel tree. When there in agony and blood, he paid the price to set us free. Those hands are still outstretched to bless his people's wayward feet to guide, till dawn shall break and shadows flee, when he shall come to claim his bride. Then in those saint-thronged courts above, from every clime and every land, with wondering joy we'll look on him who bore the nail prints in his hand and who holds us in his righteous right hand. Friend, Isaiah 41:10, if you know him as your Savior, you can claim it. His presence, I'm with you. His providence, I am your God. His power, I will strengthen you. His provision, I will help you. His protection, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell shall endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. He means it, my friend. Take him at his word. Stop fearing. Trust him. Rest in him. And with joy know that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We are his forever. bought with his precious blood. Rejoice in it today.
Canada's National Bible Hour share biblical truth and Bible doctrine to help people grow in their faith, but we're also concerned about those who may be listening in who have never received Jesus Christ their personal Savior. And so we'd like to share a brief evangelistic message, which simply says this, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all come short. We've all done things we are embarrassed about, things that bring guilt to us. We realize that we did the wrong thing. Those things are called sin. The Bible calls it missing the mark. God is a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a perfect God, and we are not. And so therefore, we're not able to get into his presence because he's a holy God and we are sinners and we need grace. And the grace is that the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth, lived a sinless life. He was a God-man. He went to the cross. He bore our sins in his own body. He died and rose again on the third day. And because he died for our sins on the cross, our sins are paid for. And so when we exercise faith, when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be saved. When you trust Christ for your salvation and ask him to forgive your sins and repent of your sins, you become a believer in Jesus Christ. And the Bible says you're a new creation. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new.
Thank you for listening to Canada's National Bible Hour. This is a listener-supported program, and we would not be on the air without the support of our listeners. This month, we are offering Reconciliation, Restoring Broken Relationships, a booklet written by June Hunt. To order your copy, please write to Canada's National Bible Hour, Box 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario, L2R77, or in the United States, Box 2010, Buffalo, New York, 14231.